This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. When the president steps up to give his State of the Union tonight, we are going to hear about the economy, about companies bringing money back from overseas. We're going to hear about trade deals, and we are going to hear about immigration. The White House has offered what it calls a framework for a deal on DACA, which is going to include, in part, a significant reduction in legal immigration. By one estimate, the plan would cut the number of legal immigrants to this country by 22 million people over the next 50 years. And that, ladies and gentlemen, makes it a labor market story. Marketplace's Amy Scott has it.
The plan would cut the number of legal immigrants by around 500,000 people a year from current levels. Daniel Costa is with the Economic Policy Institute.
Not all of them were workers, but if they were, it'd be about 0.3% of the U.S. workforce.
So, not much. But even a small dip in the labor pool has employers worried. William Dunkelberg is chief economist with the National Federation of Independent Business. He says small employers are more concerned about filling jobs than taxes or regulatory costs these days.
If you look at construction, almost 50% have a job opening they can't fill. In manufacturing, 40%.
The argument for cutting immigration is that a smaller labor pool would force employers to pay Americans higher wages to fill those jobs. Jennifer Hunt is an economics professor at Rutgers. She says research has shown immigration doesn't change wages for most workers.
It will help native-born high school dropouts, but they represent about 8% of the native workforce. So it's worth remembering what a small minority they are.
Longer term, Hunt says a reduction in immigrants could hurt innovation. Fewer young people would pay into Social Security and Medicare. But EPI's Daniel Costa says the economic effects would be small.
It may hurt growth a little bit. It may hurt productivity a little bit. But overall, the macro impact isn't going to be huge. We'll just have a slightly smaller economy.
Not exactly the message President Trump wants to convey in his big moment tonight. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.